Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Did you know that, like, Meek Mill is like the Martin Luther King of the hip-hop industry?
Oh, I thought it was like Malcolm X.
No. He's non-violent, okay. Dude.
Who's the Malcolm X then?
Well, I don't know, because people, if you don't... I don't know about other MLK streets in the world or in the country, but if you live in L.A., Long Beach, or any other part in the L.A. or O.C. area that has a Martin Luther King street or whatever, there's some fucking violence going on that street, okay? It's the most dangerous goddamn street in all of L.A. or Orange County.
It just had to be named fucking like, I don't get it. Like, all about peace. You talk about an oxy-fucking-moron.
Anything that involves MLK, them parades they have in L.A., there's some violence happening in them parades. So you know what? Meek Mill probably is the Malcolm X, whatever, because he doesn't seem so violent these days as MLK does. MLK is a dangerous motherfucker.
Yeah.
They should do, when they bring back Boondocks, MLK Part 2.
With Meek Mill.
With Meek Mill. Freeing Meek Mill and taking him to his streets, and then Meek Mill ends up getting shot.
Yeah, I can actually see that being the thing, the whole free Meek Mill thing on Boondocks. I can totally see that being a fucking
And MLK man. Takes him to MLK Avenue or Boulevard or whatever, and he ends up getting shot by the same dude that was yelling free Meek. That's the irony of it. Like, you will get shot on MLK streets. It is literally the most dangerous street.
It really is.
In all of America.
It's really fucked up when you think about it. He'll be fucked up regardless, but especially since Martin Luther King, it's like, wow, I guess.
It is the most dangerous shit on it. We was just watching the Amazon series, docuseries. Free Meek.
Free Meek, yes.
Yeah, yeah, because that's Cody's favorite rapper.
Yes, it is my favorite rapper.
Yeah, because Cody looks like him.
Yeah, dead ringer. Dead fucking ringer.
He's got that round shit head like he does or whatever. Yeah. Like, you don't see it?
Same skin color.
Hair and everything. Goatee there. Look like you just got fucking ass in prison. Yeah, I mean, like, looks just like you. He kind of actually looks like Stewart's dad. That's probably why Stewart's been the main ones. I'm going to free him.
That makes sense then.
My dad needs to be free or whatever. I think Meek went to go get some cigarettes, and that's how he got arrested or whatever. I pray I can hear some black people now. Why you got to say that, brother? Why you got to say it like that?
Crab in a bucket.
Yeah, exactly. Why you got to be a crab?
Bring your brother down.
Yeah, you old darky and lighty hating motherfucker, you double agent motherfuckers, you whatever Justin stuff. Okay, what are you, the new Justin Timberlake now, or whatever? Huh? What are you, brother? Huh? Why you got to say that or whatever? Funny enough, speaking of MLK, brother just told me a story. He comes over, literally not that long ago right now, whatever. He'll probably be back over, actually. He goes to a 7-Eleven on MLK Street. What happens to this MLK 7-Eleven? Fucking gets robbed by a crackhead.
Yep.
By a crackhead. He said, what do you think he took? I said, let me take a guess. Chocolate. Were you there? I was like, baby, a crackhead can't live without chocolate, okay? I like, this ain't no joke. Like, I know a lot of people think, like, in skits, that's a joke. Crackheads love chocolate. They got to have some chocolate, okay? Like, and that's true enough. But that, it ain't what he stole that was the funny part. It was who he stole it from.
Mm-hmm.
A life alert lady.
Oh, shit.
Old lady, whatever. She's let me. This is why
she
we need video.
Down, did she?
I hope not. I didn't ask that part.
My hip and my chocolate.
See, this is going to be the fucked up part about videoing it. Like, hold on. Let me just take a Snickers bar and a Twig bar. And then that crackhead was, he's scratching. Move, bitch. He did a mystical on her. Get out the way, bitch. Whatever. It's like,
they should tell.
And he ran. But funny enough, he came back because he realized he only stole one of her candy bars. He came back for the other one.
Oh, shit.
I'm not bullshitting this story. Right? He literally told me this story right.
And everybody just sit by watching it like.
My brother asked me, he said,
today.
Do you think I should have helped her or stopped her? I said, hell no. You ain't stopping no crackhead. Shit.
No, I saw it coming to America with Sailor Jackson wasn't there.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to be Arsenio Hall. Trying
exactly.
To
why
that.
Would you want
to
do that?
Yeah, it was terrifying.
You let that crackhead get his chocolate. You let him run. I'm sure the stoner was just like, oh, miss. You know, that was. Matter of fact, technically, she didn't finish paying for it yet. So technically, it was not her chocolate.
Well, there you go. That's the loophole.
It was a 7-Eleven's
chocolate. So she didn't get robbed. But store got robbed. She didn't get robbed,
though. The store got robbed. She didn't get robbed. And he just was rude to her.
Yeah. He could have got some motherfucking chocolate in there.
Serves her right for buying chocolate in MLK Street. That was quite rude of him. Yeah, yeah.
He just picked that shit off the stands, but no, he had to rob the old lady for it.
I think, personally, it's her fault.
She ain't got the chocolate.
She shouldn't have went to that store. Why the fuck?
It's probably the store's fault, actually. It's like, hey, on Wednesdays at like 8 p.m. whatever.
Yeah.
Don't get fucking chocolate.
Or a Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or a Sunday at 1 o'clock on the Lord's Day.
Yes.
You know she just got out of church, too, right? She
probably did.
Probably had a little church hat on.
Probably on the way to church, too.
Dress or whatever.
You're apparently on the church is like fucking all day on Sundays now.
Yeah, because like, you know it's funny because although there's some violence on MLK, there's always some fucking churches there too. That's how you honor MLK, is by putting churches up there. Mm-hmm. Even though, like,
the crackhead probably went to church right after that.
Oh, he probably did. Yeah. He probably shared some of that chocolate after he took a shit right behind him. He's like, I got a snicker log for you right now. He gonna drop the shit. He welcome to the last drop, last by the way. Drop, this baby. Is the last drop, yes. Whatever.
Here we.
I am the godfather of, I almost said craft whiskey.
Man, how much you had last night?
It's craft whiskey, yeah, I think.
Sure.
Yeah, you
got. I don't think that's really a term, but yeah.
You got to put it in a barrel, and you got to, like, stir that mother, like, roll, roll, roll your boat.
Why are you making that like a Negro spiritual?
I can't help it. It's my Negro blood.
Negro spiritual remix to roll your boat. Fuck.
Because I got to put soul in it, baby. I can't. Like, and you saw how I put that little stop in it. Roll. I asked my soul in me or whatever. Yeah, stuff.
Like an organ to play in the background.
Yeah. Well, I told you, I got to start prepping before I start going to church or whatever. Because, you know, got to start doing the Lord's favor or whatever, you know. I'm bullshitting. I ain't going to church. I would light up and smoke. Actually, I wouldn't light up and smoke. I went to the Vatican. I came out just fine.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I will say that, though, I saw a lot. Anyway, we're going to move on now. We're going to move on. Yes, I am the godfather of whiskey here. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Yeah, and it is beer week here, whatever. And Cody brought me some delicious beer, whatever. He said he was just going to sit back and watch as I drink, so.
But that's fucking stupid. Why would I do that?
That's what you said.
Nah, you saw.
That's what you said.
Drop my ass 25 minutes here.
I could have sworn.
Sit back and watch you drink.
That's
my
what
shit.
You said, yeah.
What the fuck?
You don't remember what you said?
Nah.
Oh, man, how much did you drink? Man.
Oh, shit.
What? Hold on. So you mean tell me we're going to do this crazy concept?
Yes.
Where you open that
right,
up.
I pop it open and we pour two glasses. And we each drink from our glass.
Oh, that's fucking crazy, yes, dude. That's wild. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me understand this. Let me just set this up real quick. So you mean to tell me? So I got it. You telling me I got it mixed up? Because I was under the impression what you said was like you're gonna bring these beers here on Beer Week. You're gonna sit back, chill, and watch you drink as I drink all this, whatever. And you're telling me now the idea is like you brought these beers for us to share, and we're gonna both drink them out of our own glasses.
Yeah. See.
Oh, sure.
You're right. Right after the sit back and chill part. That's right. All that shit after you. That's when you started fucking up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna share the beer, sir.
Okay. So this is where the relevancy of this crackhead story I just got done telling right now, whatever is. I'm about to steal your shit.
Put your pipe back. Put your 7-Eleven back.
It's behind you. That's why I told that story. I'm about to rob you. I tried to be nice about it, but I see you being difficult. You choosing the hard way now, okay? So I'll try to like sing you in with a little Negro scratch or whatever.
Okay.
But you still denied it. So here's what we're going to do now. You're going to hold this.
Okay.
And I'm gonna rob you. It's gonna be it's gonna not be pleasant. I'm not gonna lie. It's not gonna be pleasant, but it's gonna be fun for you. It's gonna be a great story to be told, whatever.
Okay.
And then, as a true crackhead, I'm gonna come back and drink it in front of you.
Ah, that sounds like some crackhead shit right there. Yeah.
And then I'm gonna go down to the store, the liquor store, get some chocolate, and come right back up.
So what else would you get?
Hey, it's a crackhead's life, baby. Okay, whatever. You ever heard of A Bug's Life?
Yes.
Well, there's a crackhead's life. Right? Yeah.
I want to see them.
It's on HBO.
Is that a docuseries too?
No, no, it's a straight movie. Starring Samuel Jackson as Gator.
Who the fuck is this? Mama, where's the money?
Looks everywhere but the purse. Yeah. Them eyes. When he walked through that door, it was like, holy shit.
Just for you. Fucking frightening.
I think it's the only part of that movie I actually remember, to be honest.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in years.
And man. I guess the Indian ending where the old chick goes up to the...
fucked up ending, man. Well, that whole sequence is just fucked up. Well,
the girl just comes up to Wesley Snipes like, I suck your dick, man. Is that what she said? Hold on.
I don't remember Gator shit.
That's all I remember is Gator shit. Yeah. Him sweating constantly in fucking, like, crack houses and shit. He's like, oh shit, where's the money at? Like,
dude. Mom, I need some money.
What'd she give him, a 20?
No, did she even give him anything? Because remember, Ozzie Davis came in.
Okay, yeah. Well, I remember
she was about to.
Yeah, she's about. She's like, look, I got this for you. Whatever. He's like, that ain't enough, mm-hmm. man. Yeah, I need some shit, yeah, whatever yeah, stuff. Yeah. Like, and then like I said, Ozzie Davis came in. Mm-hmm. Ozzie Davis dead, right?
Yeah, they're both dead, aren't they? He died first, and then Ruby.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Now, for some reason, I thought he was still alive. I don't know why, but he was like at least 70 in that movie.
Yeah, he was always one of those old motherfuckers.
Yeah, he was like Samuel Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah, he just never, even in the 90s, he still looked that same. Cause I remember even growing up seeing him, like, yeah, he still never aged, has he?
Right.
Damn. So, yeah, Samuel Jackson, he's the lead star in the movie or whatever. You, by all means, are his co-star. Like, you go off on a straight bench. You are so bad that you make Samuel Jackson go straight. Like, you are pretty and shit now, whatever and stuff. So what we did is we hired 5 real crackheads.
I see.
To crackhead you up.
Ah.
Yeah. And plus they were cheap too. It's all I could afford. Yeah. All I had to do was give them half a Snickers.
Only 5. Huh?
Yeah.
I was on the budget.
They were easy to find. Like, they're literally right here on MLK Street.
Just all the Snickers.
I said, "Come here, crackhead. I said, "There's a radio in it for you too." And he said, "Cuba Gooding Jr." I said, "No. Actual radio. Yeah. Not that retarded motherfucker that did that."
We're just went down.
Okay, first of all, that man did not look like this motherfucker in this movie.
Nope, he did not.
It was fucked up by they show the real person.
Yeah.
He like
motherfucker was nowhere near.
He ain't even walking like that. What the
fuck? His teeth?
His teeth is not fucked up. He's just mentally challenged or whatever. Is that a good thing to say?
That's appropriate. Yeah, that's PC term. Yeah.
He was just mentally challenged. He did not have this disfigured look and walk or whatever. What the fuck? The Cuba, man, his teeth, dude, was just like that motherfucker was chopping on Greenwood or something like that.
Chopping on curb.
Project X style. Yeah. Like, put your face on pavement style.
Chop.
And like, he's like, he kept doing that like he was fucking it's almost like an Asian stereotype of Bruce Lee.
Right.
He's almost like the prefix of Bumblebee. I think that's where Michael Bay got it from. It's like he just watched radio and he was just like, man, how could I put that transformer? I gotta make a robot that can't speak, who don't get his voice shit fixed for 5 fucking movies. Mm-hmm. And he plays the radio throughout. That's my tribute to Cuba Gooding Jr. Because, you know, that character Cuba Gooding Jr. played was considered an American hero, right?
Yeah.
So, and you know Michael Bay is all about the American heroism or whatever.
Like that flag, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that flag, man? I mean, come on. Well, what's wrong with that flag? Yeah, that flag is a beauty. That flag is a beauty to America or whatever and stuff. Even though a black slave made it. But Betsy Ross didn't sew that shit. Come on now. Come on. If you had slaves, would you sew any fucking thing?
What would be the point of that?
Thank you. What would be the point?
I did it myself.
Let me ask you this right now. If slavery...
Say no Thanos shit. Come on, don't do it myself. No.
I'm really about to fuck this up now, whatever. Like, imagine if slavery existed today. Do you really think I'd be here in person as JB doing this podcast right now? I'd be whipping that slave. Be like, that ain't what I would say. Say it right. I'd be like, God damn it. That is not what I would say. Say the fucking line or whatever. Say it again. Say it till you get it right. Fuck me. Just say it again. Like, you really think I'd be here? Come on now. I'd be doing something else, whatever. I mean, but if slavery did come back, whatever. Because, you know, like, most white neighborhoods, they don't want black people in their neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. I've been in some of those neighborhoods. They don't want me in there. But slavery came back, man, they would welcome us with full arms. Mm. They'd be like, oh, welcome home. Your room is just the way we love. We never changed anything. It's the same way. Get all your rest you can tonight. Because you got those 12 jobs you gotta work in the morning. It's like 12 jobs. It's like your bed is just the same. It's haven't been touched. Sheets are still like, oh, Oprah's right next door to you too. It's like Whoopi Goldberg's in the next house, whatever. You guys are gonna get along just great, whatever. They're gonna be in the house. You clearly gonna be in the field and be like, wait a minute, hold on. Why I gotta be in the field? I don't wanna be in the field. Already protesting. I can't wait to have fun with you tomorrow. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. Whatever. Pat you on the head. Yeah.
I was over to Oprah's room. You get a whip. You get a whip.
Next morning, whatever, that whole like routine changed. That whole welcome. It's just like, all right, get out there. Yeah, kick your fucking accent door. Changes. Oh, what the fuck? You become Southern all of a sudden. Start dressing all Southern. It's like came away from a suit to like that.
Start like overalls and shit. Damn up, boy.
Chewing on fucking straw strings.
You rested right now.
You get a lot of sleep? Not really. Who asked you to fucking speak to me right now? He's like, and plus, I don't give a damn if you got to sleep down there. Like, whoa, this just changed. I said, we're going to have to beat some sense into you real quick, whatever. Come here, whatever, you know. But anyway, let's open a beer now.
All right.
I'm thirsty.
Which one? I'll let you pick. Which one first?
I can't see because there is. So we're just going to keep them down like this. Oh, okay.
I can lift them up for you.
No. Right. Blind choice, baby. Right,
cool, blind choice.
Yeah. Right. Like a true crackhead, baby. Cody's like, are you trying to tell me something, JB? Like, did you do crack for the first time?
Where's the M&M's? I can't find them.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this right now. M&M's are delicious as fuck. They are. Yeah. I was talking about after the crack. But I'm going to go with that
this
one.
This one?
Psych! I want that one.
Floating in space.
That's funny because speaking of our crackhead story, after doing that crack, I was floating in space. I was like,
oh. On cloud nine.
Cloud Martin Luther King Avenue. You know there's like a crack community like posted by the launch rack?
Crack community.
Yeah. They got like a teddy bear sitting on. I was like, I think they fucking had teddy bear.
Hey, my turn yet?
Well, you joking. Funny thing, it doesn't look like a teddy, it looked like a Care Bear.
What the fuck?
Had a little rainbow on his chest. Had a rainbow in his stomach. Hey, fucking that rainbow. Yeah.
That Care Bear movie.
Oh, that Care Bear movie. That Care Bear is taking a dive in the front of a truck that's moving.
That's the real story behind that. The guy's sketch. Can't take it no more.
That crackhead's like, no, Care Bear. No, that track Care Bear looked at him. It's like, takes that dive. What's that called? A trust dive? Trust dive to the movie truck. It got hot in this motherfucker.
Both of these beer folks are from Beachwood Blendery out here in the city of Long Beach, actually.
Yeah.
So, very local. Yes. So, you got the regular Beachwood Brewery and Barbecue set up. And right around the corner from that on 3rd Street is the Blendery, which they specialize in sours.
So you know who's from Long Beach, too, right, Cody?
Nicolas Cage.
Well, it's funny you should say that because look what I found on my mailbox today.
Oh, wow.
what does that say, Cody?
That says Nicolas Cage. He's not even bullshitting either.
No, not bullshitting.
Says Nicolas Cage.
So Nicolas Cage.
For fucking Nicolas Cage.
Delivered at my... Oh, this person. Teasing. Come on, don't be doing that.
Oh, is this old girl from last
week? Well, you know, No. It's someone we both know, whatever.
Oh.
And, you know, I was... you know me. I don't go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
So it's about 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, sliding in them DMs, baby.
Hey, girl, what you doing? It's early.
Hey, I see you up.
I seen you online right now. See that green dot, baby.
Why you not responding? Yeah. Hey, why fuck you, man. You getting blocked.
Well, leave me on scene, huh?
Hey, I see. You know you feeling this. Yeah. Wake up the next day or whatever. Look at this post right here. Look at this.
God damn. Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with her?
Oh, my God.
Do you know how to screenshot that for you?
Fuck me.
Yeah.
No, literally. No. Jesus. Not you.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say.
No. We saw that last week, so we know.
Let me know.
No. Sure. I already let you know.
No. You let me know. I know five crackheads looking for you. Sure. Because you know my story. I always show photos of you whenever I go out.
Yeah, I know.
They go like, oh, you got a photo of you? I go like, yeah, right here, whatever. And they look at it and go like, damn, man, you looking good that night. I was like, I know. Yeah.
Your ass.
Yeah. Because, you know, I never show them pictures of me. I give your number out and shit like that.
Like all them fucking spam calls and shit.
I give your number out and shit like that.
I know the drill, sir.
Yeah. So, like, you get all these spam calls, be like, hey, baby, you said you had the radio on you, whatever. And I'm like, you be like, who? And he's like, you Cody, right? Yeah. I met you in that dark alley at like 2 o'clock in the morning, baby, by MLK Avenue.
You know any other street? Nah, I don't.
Nah, you know, it's funny because people think we bullshitting about that street. I ain't bullshitting about that street. That street is fucking dangerous, okay?
Like, MLK Boulevards, avenues,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it. All fucked.
Oh, dangerous. Yeah. I think even Chris Rock made that joke. Yeah. Didn't he? Yeah, he made that. He's like, there's violence on that street. Whatever. Like, yeah. So, yeah, that's not a fucking joke. That's some real shit.
Real shit, yeah.
Especially here in L.A., which is, like, even the more funnier part about it and shit. Here in L.A. and Long Beach, for some reason, it's like the two most dangerous streets in all of L.A. and Long Beach is the MLK Avenue and Boulevard. And sure enough, in L.A., they have it all the parades there. And what usually happens is a lot of Negroes end up fighting. And
unfortunately, yes.
There tend to be some shootings every now and then, whatever.
The most awkward fucking day. Probably the worst possible day to start fighting.
It's almost like a representative of Black Friday or something like that. You know, it's like Black Friday Part 2.
Yes. So,
we wasn't supposed to drink this yet.
The beer right here, Float in Space. Yeah. It's a Belgian style sour ale fermented in Asian oak barrels.
That's why I had sipped it already, because I knew it was a
spot. With nectarines, and it's dry hop with Mandarina Bavaria hops.
Someone once told me I tasted like a nectarine. I went to the doctor and said, you need to get me to check the fuck out right weird. Now. Whatever. I said, this is some weird ass shit right here. Like, okay.
When a pool of fucking nectarines, I don't understand. Yeah. It tastes like fucking nectarines.
Well, I'm not going to lie. She was high as fuck.
Well, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Or he. I don't really remember that.
It doesn't matter at this point.
It doesn't really matter. It happened already. So exactly. Who cares? What the fuck I'm going to do
about it? Happened.
Yeah. Use Avengers time travel method, exactly. Whatever stuff that nobody believes in. But. You know, there's actually a fucking documentary.
Are you serious?
On time traveling.
Oh, okay, yeah, man. Yeah. I think it's one of them.
And actually, quote.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious about this shit.
Whatever. What the fuck?
I think it's on. I wish I could remember the channel it was. Is it? It wasn't History though. It's one of those learning channel shits though, where they talk about like all the time travel and films and stuff like that, whatever and stuff.
Oh, they're trying to like, justify the science.
They're trying to justify science and time travel and whatever. Yeah. I think Inception got brought in up to.
Yeah, that was the thing that the Russo brothers brought up with the Avengers shit. They're trying to make it sound plausible. They knew it's obviously fucking bullshit.
Okay, I'm about to go.
They're just trying to make it sound at least. I need you to somewhat plausible.
Extend this charging cord out to the balcony. I'm going to go hang myself real quick, whatever and shit.
That's high. Yeah,
there's no plausibility to any of it. It's called science fiction. Sometimes it's called fantasy.
Yeah.
There's a reason why it's called fantasy.
This beer got some nice stink to it. Like
Put some stank on it or whatever. You Mr. Tony Stank.
Tony Stank here.
Yeah, Tony Stank. The great Stan Lee, who I thought personally I would die before. I didn't really think he would die. I don't think anybody thought he would ever die. I mean, I always thought he would just say Excelsior one more time for us or whatever, you know. But I got to be honest, I hope I never make it to his age.
Yeah, that's too old.
He's too 19, old as fuck or whatever. I'd rather die like at 55.
Yeah, that's good.
Expectations?
Yeah.
No more. You're like nobody's waiting for you.
You would have hit the peak by that point.
Yeah, because when you hit like 60 and up, whatever, people waiting for you to die.
Yeah.
They're like, damn, when is he going to die?
Oh, damn.
You know?
Oh, shit.
Still roaming around.
Yeah, got a Deadpool on you. Taking bets and shit.
Like, okay, yeah, pretty much. They're like, when? Oh, that smells really good. It smells tangy.
Yeah, I got some nice tang. Good spring, summer type beer.
Some zest in there.
Yeah, I got a nice tang. I smell a little nectarine.
Like some zest body wash.
Yeah, usually on these, you don't get the oak and the aroma or the wood. You don't really get that. The flavor, I'm sure you'll get it.
Leave it to alcohol to clear up that that allergy infection right there or whatever.
Go from the taste, sir.
Yes.
Cheers.
We introduce ourselves.
I think we did.
I don't remember.
Well, shit. Godfather, Craft Beer, Cody.
Yeah, Godfather, and Whiskey, and David.
I don't know if I did. I know you did. Maybe I did. I don't know.
I don't remember. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Who gives a fuck? Violence, guy. Yeah. Okay. Not bullshit neither. Two more people got shot yesterday. Yeah. It was like, god damn.
Yeah. Ooh, that's nice.
Oh, that works so good.
Man, get more of the tang on the back and up front and get the nectarine and the wood. The oak.
I definitely get a lot of that nectarine on the taste or whatever. Yeah. Oh, this tastes really good.
That's smooth. Mm. Oh, yeah, knocks back.
I'm going to try and make this a nice and lengthy show for you guys. Or believe it or not, I'm actually behind on work. Mm-hmm. Somebody decided to drink, so.
Sorry.
Wasn't me. Whatever. Let me live. Shit. Fuck.
Motherfucker.
YOLO. Shit. What does that mean again?
What is it? You only live once. Is that what that means?
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they always say, like, oh, life is too short to do. No, 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 it's not. Life is long. It's like, it feels long sometimes. It is long as fuck. Especially when you fuck up. That shit feels even longer. Yeah. Like, how you think them brothers in prison feel?
So you caught that quantum realm like Ant-Man in his last movie.
Mm-hmm. Life is... Damn, that tasted good. Shit. Mm. Going back on that girl that said I taste like a... what did I say?
Nectarine.
Nectarine. I almost said tangerine. Same shit. Whatever. It's got the arene in it.
Got the rings.
Yeah.
It's both fruit.
She, I was like, why'd you say that? You made me feel all weird.
No? Why'd you call me that fruit?
Why are you trying to say? You trying to say I'm fruity? What are you trying to say? Did you have IHOP fresh and fruity? What are you trying to say, huh? What are you trying to say, huh? I did have that. But I don't taste like it. I had peaches on that motherfucker, not a goddamn nectarine, all right? I'm sorry. I was just trying to get away. And I was like, bitch, don't you know for $39 you can get away on Greyhound anywhere in the goddamn country? Why the hell are you wasting your time taking me then? Whatever, shit. Hey, here's 30, I gave her 40. I said, here's a dollar. Tip the goddamn driver, whatever, shit. Tip the driver. Greyhound, you can go anywhere you want. Shit, you can get away all you fucking want. $39. Want
to get away?
Yeah. Sign with me. I love it. I got naked when I hurt. Now, I'm always naked.
Was, yeah. Not right now, shockingly, but.
No, I was for the longest before you got out. I was like, who gives a shit? I mean, he ain't like he ain't seen shit.
That's true. Yeah, I've seen it all at this point.
So zesty.
You pair this like a nice salad with some.
It's go great with gooey. Breakfast.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you see that? Great, well, good, like a mimosa substitute. I could see. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
like a brunch style thing going on.
This go great with a fucking. that kill this with a fucking breakfast burrito.
Oh yeah.
Some eggs Benedict omelet or whatever and stuff. Yeah, I'm feeling this. Oh, French toast maybe. Actually, French toast that'd probably be.
That'd be nice little contrast right there.
A little cinnamon and
syrup on it too. Mm. Oh yeah, I can see that.
Mm.
With some applewood smoked bacon.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Throw that on there. So Cody, I got some things to show you.
What's
man,
up? I got some things.
Some things to show you. You're gonna get a little mad, but you know.
Well,
you know,
it's part of life, I guess.
Well, first thing I want to do is show you this photo. So like, you know, our show's called The Last Drop, right?
Yes.
So you ever think you're gonna get that for us?
I thought you were gonna get it. No, I thought that's what we agreed on. Sir.
No, you did.
You sure?
Yeah, I was fucked up.
I'm pretty sure we agreed. I'm pretty sure I got like a tape somewhere.
Yeah, no, I was said, fucked up.
Yeah, man, I'm going to buy this fucking $3,700 bottle because it's called The Last Drop. I mean, it is our namesake. So you're I got to do it. I got to drop it, dip it to my savings. Fuck it.
See, no. Here's what I really said. That was like the text version of that.
Right? Ah.
That was me trying to be like, you know, incognito.
Oh, okay.
What I really meant by was, them five crackheads I got hired are going to steal that shit from me, and I'm going to pay them in chocolate. Full circle. Even right better. Here. God damn. I'm like Dave Chappelle in this motherfucker, dude. I am so fucking dope right now. You see how I set that opening up to end it right? Bam. The end of the show right now. Goodbye, everybody. Whatever shit. I am fucking dope, okay? Like, shit. I came back. Full story. And that crackhead, whatever. Yeah. That crackhead right impressive. There. Yeah, thank you, sir. Go whatever. Yeah, yeah. Boo, get your black ass off stand. Oh, shit. Is that a nectarine? Kim, is that you? Shit. God damn, girl. You got an arm on you. Shit, whatever. I thought I gave you $40. Get on Greyhound. Oh, look at them. Oh, they're coming for you. Oh. I think that was Candy with him. Yeah. Yeah. Goddamn fucking.
I knew you were in here. I heard you. I smelled you 2 days.
You Negroes whatever thought you could hide from me. I find you. I live in Big Springs, Texas.
A stroke didn't kill me. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I heard you guys supporting that bitch Hillary.
That white cunt.
I mean, he's called her every goddamn word.
Yeah.
Anything you got her, she's a fucking Jew. And yeah.
Hold on, why can't you white yourself, sir?
I don't care if she's a white cunt.
She's part of the Aryan Brotherhood. Some shit like that.
Wait. I supposed to be proud of everybody.
Fuck them too.
You remember we had that one prank caller, probably a listener of our show. He called and said he's with the KKK. And then he just said, I forgot what the whole thing was, whatever, but he was just like, hey, you've been using that, huh, Clay, huh? He was like, yeah. He's like, well, you better stop it or we're going to come fuck you up, whatever, stuff like that. And he was like, I don't give a fuck about your brother. He's like, I'll fucking kick all your asses. I was like, so he's not down with the KKK either. He's a very confusing man.
He's his old man. I'll give him that. He's one of, like, the most unique racist ever. Like, he has, like, a specific set of rules within racism. He goes by his own code. He's like Batman. Batman of racists.
He told this one story of he calling a black dude the N-word or whatever and stuff. And he said, black dude told me, you might be all right or whatever and stuff. And I was like, thinking in my head, I was like, that brother did not tell you that shit. Yeah, he probably said that right before you turned around and threw that brick at your fucking head. That's why you talk like Casey Kasem. Yes. My real boy, though, like, we are my real boy, you know who that is, whatever. Mac and cheese.
Is that a black thing?
I had dinner with some girl, and I showed her that shit. She was just like, what the fuck does that mean, or whatever stuff. I was just like, that's what I'm showing you. Yeah. I thought you was more educated than me, whatever.
Like, somebody figured this shit out.
I said, you always talking about how you be cooking and shit, so, like, do you make mac and cheese, whatever? Occasionally, I was just like, so is it a black thing, man? It's a side thing, whatever. I was like, oh, just like a black person. Treating your meal like a side piece.
Uh-huh. Is that all I am to you? Is that it?
Because I'm cool with that, actually. As long as I get figured. Like, oh. Yeah. Shit. I don't give a fuck about labels and all that stuff, whatever. You know, most men, they get like...
Now, hell no, fuck that.
Men, like, they always care about, like...
I keep that shit.
You mean to tell me I'm second? And I'm going like, shit.
Those are the bitch made dudes.
Yeah. Shit, I'm second, first, fourth, fifth, seventh. Yeah. I can't even count. 9, 10, 11, 12, I don't give a fuck, whatever, and shit. You know, hey, I'm happy, whatever. You
can get yours.
I did have a chick ask me the other day, which is like... First of all, just see, this is why I probably even shouldn't say this on air. This is why I do not mess around with women that are 25.
They don't know any better.
And they don't know any better. Yeah. And she straight up asked me this question with a straight look on her face.
She did the what are we thing.
How many women have you slept with? Man,
don't do that.
I looked up at the sky. I said, you know, there was a point in my life I was able to keep track of that.
Count? Yeah.
That was at 21.
Right.
31 now. Fast forward about 10 years later now. I don't know. And you thinking that's cool? Yeah. I don't know. You get that look, you're like, oh, she think I'm a hoe now.
Being all judgmental and
which
shit.
Is fine because, you know, whatever. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Hope she finds that perfect man who doesn't have, like, a huge track record.
Yeah. Especially in his 30s by this
point. Right, yeah, you know, right? You know. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Especially, you know, much as I talk about it and stuff like that. Yeah. It's like, you know, you kind of, you're getting out of this, whatever.
Fuck honesty, right? Yeah.
I think she was cool about it, whatever, but I wanted to throw that back on her, whatever. How many dudes you get? Man. Wait, whatever. 3 or 4. Oh my god! You whore. Turns and makes me hot. I could be number 5. Like, what does it take to be five time Booker T that shit? You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna do that too. And I'm all over there like, yeah. Like, you having a stroke? I'm ruining it. Like, yeah, I wanna get dressed. I just cut my hair, whatever, and stuff. So you should have seen it. It's been like long as fuck, whatever, and stuff.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I was trying to grow them fucking Booker T. Because I was thinking about that so much. Like, I want to be able to just fucking look at it and go like, hey, I got to hold that belt over there. Like, yeah, I feel it, whatever. Yeah, but I got something. This is really good, by the way.
Delicious, right?
I could have just.
They know that shit at Beachwood Blendery, man.
You could have just bought this like
three. I mean, all their beers on point. The regular brewery and the blendery. It's all fucking great. All great.
Mm. I like that drop. Sound like you just took a shit. I'm like, what was that?
What's that over there, dude, man?
Oh, that's nothing. It's nothing. It's
what old, I smell right there?
It's, just, it's a Snickers bar.
Crackhead outside.
Or inside.
Oh.
Yeah. Cody, I tell you, I did a little crack last night, and I'm fucked up.
It begins.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm doing a Demi Lovato right now. I'm announcing that on air. And come arrest me.
That's my tweet out.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Jermaine, come outside real quick, whatever.
Hello, officer, what's going on? Hey, what's up? I was telling my story.
You barely opened the door, there's already a fucking wreck. Cuffs on your wrist. What the fuck?
I didn't even do that. He's smiling at me, he's like, got you. He's like, I haven't even posted it yet, whatever. So, we've been watching you. We have been watching. I did get a notification before you get over here talking about, like, we all know the CIA watches you or know everything about you. But do you know that Facebook knows everything about you? I was like, it's always some shady shit with Facebook, whatever.
That's why I don't use that shit.
I'm glad I don't have it. I'm glad I got kicked out.
Yeah. Hey, you were ahead of the game. You didn't realize it.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember telling them to go fuck themselves when I sent them that Shia LaBeouf photo to go and do it or whatever.
I need your ID, sir. What?
You're a social media site. Okay.
The fuck?
I love it because everybody's like, well, just make another account. Then they win. Okay? Then they win. Yeah. They got exactly what they wanted. Okay? And people, you know the reason why they kicked me out too. Now maybe it could have been some comments I made. I was talking a lot of shit about. I remember exactly what I was writing before posted.
Oh, back then we talk a lot of shit. She don't talk shit now.
Somebody was trying to quote me on some hip hop. Oh, not even quote me. They were talking about how the greatest MCs of their generation, or whatever shit. And I saw like Lil Wayne and T.I. and it just kind of, and Drake was on. I think he was number one actually, whatever. And I wrote in some comment, whatever. And then we got into an argument, long ass argument, whatever shit. And before I could press that send on my last comment, whatever stuff, that shit logged me the fuck out. I was like, when it said to log back in, please send proper identification, whatever. I was like, you could suck my dick on that. What?
Hashtag that shit, bitch.
What? So then they tell me, just like, we just want to know if it's really you. So we need to see proper identification. I was like, what?
If it's really me.
Okay, first of all, you're a social media site, first of all. Whatever's on here, there's nothing personal on here. There's no credit cards, there's no debit cards, there's no banking account, no SSNs, no addresses. No, shit, what else? I mean, shit, your email's not even fucking visible in the damn thing or whatever. So it's like, what the fuck are you going to get out of this? Other than a fake name that I don't even use my real name on here.
Yeah.
Well, we just want to make sure and double check, whatever. So just send us something. I just told them, I said, okay, I'll send you something. Send them a photo of Shia LaBeouf going, do it.
Do it.
I love it, too, because whenever I tried to log back in after that, it just says, like, your identification is still in process of being overviewed. It's like... It's like, keep overviewing it, Dad.
Keep doing it. Shit's in purgatory.
Which is fantastic, because they send me email updates all the fucking time. About like, hey, your friend is doing this. I'm like, fuck that friend. And why are people still liking that goddamn page, by the way?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
that's
is wrong.
That's fucking random.
Maybe they like think that like it's still in business over there.
They're probably like a memorial now or some shit.
They're probably like thinking like, oh, man. Excuse me. Drop them a Snickers bar for love. Just let them see. So I'm gonna show you something. It'll piss you off, probably.
Yeah. Let me grab the other beer real quick.
Yeah. You know what? Because since I can't see this beer, since I can't see this beer,
I want you to see, sir.
I want to keep it a mystery.
With your full eyes.
I don't want to see anything. I'll go blind to the eye of the mindset.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna go blind to the mindset of eyes or whatever. Yeah. Cause you know what they say, the power of one and negativity.
That dude from fucking Don't Be a Menace.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
One fish, two fish.
Yeah, one fish, two fish.
Blue fish.
Green fish. Paddywhack. Knick knack. Paddywhack. Get a dollar bone. My bacon is smelling fine.
I love that classic.
That movie is not that great though.
It's really not.
No,
it has moments.
But it has moments. Though. Yeah. Like, it works as, like, a YouTube skit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, rewatching it as an adult, I was like, this shit's wild.
Yeah.
Fuck? Oh, no.
It's kind of all over the place.
It's super all over the place, whatever. But I'll tell you one movie that still holds up. It's comedy set in L.A. at that time. It's fucking Friday.
Yeah.
That is the funniest guy. I don't give a fuck. Because
that's a well-written movie.
Whenever I see people do their favorite comedy, and I hear people put Airplanes or what's that fucking Star Wars pair of space. I hate that. That movie sucks ass to a straw. Whatever. Okay, yeah, it sucks. Never dick, had okay? any interest. Hey, don't keep it in. Like, think it's funny that dude wears a giant helmet and it's like, ha ha ha, because Vader's helmet is big.
That's like one of the real hipster type.
Okay, yeah. And then you know you get these movies. I'm like, man, fuck all that shit. Friday. That shit. Okay, first of all, Smokey was the first ever person to be catfished.
Yes.
And I think we've all had a friend that's tried to hook us up with somebody that. And it's never been a beautiful moment.
No.
So I think I've avoided doing that.
Oh yeah, I'll stay the fuck away from that too.
But Chris Tucker's reaction,
it's
fucking perfect. Priceless or whatever.
It's fucking perfect.
And somehow by her taking that wig off, she thought that he still might have been interested. That shit blew my fucking mind. I never laughed so goddamn hard. And what was even funnier was how he looked this big woman up and down. That motherfucker looked her up from toe all the way down like, and went, goddamn.
Goddamn.
What's up? Not a damn thing. And I love, too, when he goes to, the beautiful Nia Long's house.
Oh, yes. Yeah, longer than 90s.
I love how Miss Parker was a thing in that movie with her, but it's like, man, y'all like overlooking Nia Long here, because Nia Long, and then she showed up in Fresh Prince, and it was like, oh, good Lord, this woman's everywhere. Nia Long, without a doubt, was like my Holly Berry growing up. That was like, Nia Long is the
Cut you off. You see, like a fucking bubble just stuck right there. You see that shit?
Let me check.
That's fucking weird.
There's a bubble right there.
I'm trying to blow it out. It only won't go away.
Here, I'm good at blowing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Especially long black shafts.
It's going dark brown.
Yeah, it's dark and brown or whatever. Kind of like that Mexican. I've been not saying Mexican correctly this past.
Mexican.
Shorten it. Yeah. I sent this funny ass. So, yeah, have you ever heard the term Mexican got on boots?
No.
Okay. I've heard
think Mexican before, not like Mexican got on boots. What the fuck is that?
So, it's a prison term.
Okay.
So it's a prison term of saying, like, I heard it from this funny ass comedian, whatever, Ali Sadiq or whatever, who was funny as fuck, whatever. I think he's hilarious shit. So he was in prison for drugs for 5 years, I think, or something like that. I forgot already. He's been out for like 20 years, whatever. So he does stand up comedy now. And he did one of his stand up specials in prison, which is funny as shit, whatever. It's like, this is a fucking unique ass setting right here, whatever. You know, going to inmates, talking to them and stuff like that, talking about how he got here.
You get out? Still there?
Yeah, it's gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
I told you, man.
Impressive blowing skills there.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah, thank you, dude. I've sucked many of long black things, whatever, and stuff. Baby, how you think I got that house?
Hey, what's gonna do with this bottle right
how
here?
How you think I knew them five crackheads? Okay, yeah, I had to blow them.
Ah.
Yeah. Them crackheads have money. I don't know where the fuck it came from. But when you a crackhead, you know how to find money. So that's why I don't think crack is that bad of a thing.
Apparently not.
No, because
I'm learning new shit today, man. Wow.
Hey, they know how to hustle, baby.
Crack.
I saw a crackhead with a fur coat on in fucking 80 degree weather outside, whatever, and he was looking flyer than me.
Yeah.
I don't understand that shit. But anyway.
Gotta look fly, baby.
So he had this stand up. There's this thing called This Is Not Happening, which is a Comedy Central comedy thing where it's not really a comedy thing. Well, it's comedy, but it's taking real life stories and putting little comedy elements in it, whatever. So they get about like 6 minutes or whatever to tell a story. Actually, like 12, 15 minutes. Or he told a story when he was in prison. And the first day he was in there, he hears the term, Mexican got on boots. And he's like, what the fuck does that mean? Where everybody got on motherfucking boots in here. And he's just like, all the brothers started running whenever they heard Mexican got on boots. He's like, am I supposed to fucking run too? What the hell that mean?
Yeah.
So then he finds out, he got a Mexican cellmate. He's like, yo, you Mexican? What the hell do Mexican got on boots mean? Whatever. He's like, oh, that means we about to riot and shank a few black dudes.
What the fuck?
And he said, So is this riot about to happen like right now in this cell? He's like, we just had lunch together, dog. He's like, I ain't do shit to piss you off. He's like, so then he finds out from the dude. He's like, well, what I gotta do? You know, you gotta get a knife. You gotta get prepared for yourself. So he find out from CC. You know, that's a dude that make knives in the cell, in the cell or whatever. Okay. I ain't talking about CeeLo Green either, or whatever.
The Shank Blacksmith.
Yeah, the Shank Blacksmith. It was basically RZA in blackface or whatever. Blacker face or whatever. So everybody knows RZA's an Asian man.
Yes.
So he goes to CC, finds out. He's like, yo, what does that term mean? He's like, that means they about to riot and they about to shank a few black dudes. Mexican got them boots. And he's like, why do you call it that though? He's like, what do you ever see them wear boots in the rec yard or whatever? He said, they never wear boots. They always playing handball. They got the little van slip-ons. So he's like, exactly. But what they wearing right now? Fucking boots. He's like, they about to shank some black dudes in whatever. He's like, yeah. He's like, the reason why they wear them boots is so they can kick you in the fucking shin right before they shank your ass. It was like, Mexican got on boots. I was like, oh. Wow. I need to go to prison.
The more you know.
Yeah. I need to go to prison. I need to learn that mentality.
You do that.
Yeah. You I need to that. Go. I mean, I hear there's a lot of food, hey, love, man,
follow
care.
Your passion, brother.
Hey, my passion, dude, is in comedy. And, you know, and my comedy skills, I think that environment would be great if cool. I can make
if I can
make 10 inmates laugh without trying to rape me.
If this is going to propel you to the next level,
goddamn right.
Fucking go for it, bro.
Hey, community's going to love me for whatever and stuff like that. I go to the Booty Warrior cell. Mm-hmm. I try to make him laugh, whatever shit.
He's still alive, right? Yeah.
He's out, actually. He's on parole.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's probably looking for you. He said he liked them light motherfuckers.
I'm sure he does. That doesn't surprise me.
I said, look here now, Chris. I like you and I want you. If I can make him laugh, dude, the world's my oyster, man.
Yeah.
I mean, without him trying to rape me, of course, too. Like, because I'm sure he could laugh, mm-hmm. but, like, you know, he'd be like, ha, 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 now, what you trying to do now? Easy way or hard way?
Yeah, there's always catch.
Yeah, and it's like, well, you know, I like easy ways or whatever, stuff like that, but, you know, and I don't even know what you're really talking about when you say what I like. You know, I like a lot of things, whatever, and stuff. Like, I'm enjoying this mm-hmm. conversation we have, and I like making you laugh. And he's like, oh, I'm talking about I like getting up in your booty hole. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not really liking that. Oh, so you choosing the hard way then, or whatever. It's like, I'm not really trying to choose anyway, right. But like, it looks like we're in a room alone, so it's gonna happen. I'm kind of fragile. Fuck it, let's just do it. Whatever. Let's just get it over with. Whatever. Shit. How bad could it be? I mean, a doctor stuck his thumb up there. Mm-hmm. I got a little aroused.
There you go.
Yeah. Right so, just saying, must have not been that bad. You know, when he did do that, I gotta tell you. I thought about a lot of things when he stuck his thumb straight up my asshole. The first thing that came in my head, it was just like, man, what happened in your life to where you decided that, like, for a living, I'm going to stick my thumb up people's ass.
Up or just people's assholes.
Yeah. The bad part about me being a comedian, whatever, stuff like that, is that story I just said about him sticking his thumb in my ass, whatever, it's complete bullshit. I have not gotten that checked out yet, whatever, because I heard you ain't got to do that till 35 now. So,
got 4 more years?
Yeah, 4 more years. Mm-hmm. I've been prepping for this since I was 17 and I found out about it.
Ah.
Okay. My booty hole is ready, okay? At first, I was afraid until last week. Now I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready to go in there full gun. But I'm going to make that face.
Get that thumb up there.
I'm be like, oh, just stick it in my ass, doctor. Come on. Whatever. Just do it or whatever.
Even in Cisco.
You going to take that ring off or what? Like, you know, like, he's going to be like, I'm taking it off now. Leave it on. Leave it on. Ah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn into straight macho man style, whatever. He's like, what you doing up there? Oh.
Just for 3 minutes.
Yeah. Laying me down with that elbow I see, doc. Oh, yeah. Gonna hit me with the 1, 2, 3. bone saw is ready. Ooh, yeah. So what are we drinking here?
Drinking right here, sir. And I was hyped when they first came out here. They just recently started distributing out here about a year or two ago.
Yeah.
This is Maine Beer Company. From Maine, obviously.
Yeah.
From Freeport, Maine. This is Pepper we're drinking. Pale Ale.
Oh.
And they do great hoppy.
Did Pepper Bay make this?
Or while Dominique has arrived.
Yeah.
Dude, who? No, Pepper, not from Salt and Pepper. No, she did not make it.
Pepper Bay make this then?
Who's Pepper Bay?
Pepper Bay is Salt Bay's retarded other brother. That
oh, no, really, not that I know of.
That he doesn't own
maybe
a restaurant.
I don't know.
He just works.
I don't know the full history on Pepper.
Yeah. Everybody loves Salt Bay, but Pepper Bay is where it really comes from.
They got a little excerpt right here. I'll read it right here. It says, after a few years of homebrewing in our garage, my brother and I decided we should open a brewery so we could share our beer. In 2009, we started with a one-barrel system and worked on a single recipe over and over until Pepper was born. And now we have enough to share. Cheers.
Okay. Me and Dominic thought about doing that one time, whatever, and then we realized we both lazy as fuck.
Yeah.
And then we realized we're black and we never gonna make it.
Yeah, got dedication
anyway.
To drive to do shit like this.
Yeah. So then we just said, let's just pee in a jar and then just be like, here you go.
Ferment that shit.
It's beer. Let it sit.
Same color.
Let it sit for about like 5-7 days, whatever, and then be like, there it goes right there. So yeah. Well, okay.
Ooh. A little grassiness going on there.
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's kind of like, you know.
Like that, yeah, a little grassy.
It's light on the grass.
Yeah. Smells refreshing.
Smells like a fucking pine cone.
Yeah. A lot of pininess, a lot of grass.
It's a lot of like, you know, it's like that crackhead Dominic told me about, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Everything comes back to the crackhead.
Chocolatey. Grassy.
Chocolatey, sure.
He ran into the grass, yes. Yeah, he ran into the grass. Yeah. I'm going to label, you know what, Cody wanted to call this Beechwood Blendery. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call this Crackhead.
Crackhead.
Yes, it's Crackhead, yes.
It's Crackhead.
Crackhead, yes. Crack.
Yes.
The moral of this story is, crack is a hell of a drug.
Oh, that's a lighter one, too. It's only 5.5%.
Yeah, it smells light.
Yeah.
The coloring on it looks light as hell, too.
Right on.
Yeah.
I like the simplicity of the labels, too. Very nice.
Looks like a wine bottle.
Yeah. Do what's right, which it says at the bottom right there. All right.
I always do what's right.
All
right,
man, beer coming.
I always do what's
Cheers,
right.
Cheers, sir.
Cheers. I always do what's right by me because my truth is what's more important.
Ooh. Ooh, that is good.
Yeah, what you get on the nose is definitely what you get on the finish
nice.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not used to drinking pale. I don't drink a lot of pale ales. That light mouthfeel is throwing me off.
Yeah.
But it's nice, though.
I think
nice
I change drink
pace.
More pale ales than anything. So.
Yeah. Oh, that flavor is delicious, though.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, this is definitely a sit-on-the-patio type pour right here. You know, do some crack, you know.
I got to say, the rum matches the flavor. Pretty much beef for beef.
Do some heroin, maybe, or whatever.
Sure.
You know.
Crack.
Yeah.
A little crack.
Yeah. Do you snort it or blowtorch it? What do you do?
Well, I haven't done it yet, so.
Oh, okay.
But when I do it, what do you recommend?
I recommend injecting it.
Injecting it?
Okay. Yeah. Go all out.
My ass.
YOLO, bro.
YOLO. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You only live once.
Yeah.
And you're old anyway.
I am.
You passed your peak.
Yeah. I turned 29 in 2 months, so.
Yeah, it's over for you.
Fuck.
You're done. So you might as well just, like, you know, crack it out.
Crack it out.
Yeah.
That's the motto.
And the best part about that, though, too, is like if you don't get addicted, you a strong motherfucker then. There's a benefit to doing crack.
Oh, benefit doing a lot of things, sir.
But there's more benefit
more
doing
benefit
crack.
Crack.
Yeah.
Should turn you a superhero, huh?
Oh, man. But not only that, if you can be able to say no to crack the second time, dude, you're living proof that like you're a walking embodiment to saying, like, I work on my own will, not by crack's will.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I just came up with that.
I see. He's full of ideas today, aren't you?
I am, man.
Just boom. It's popping out
left
and right.
Yeah, I have a lot of...
You know what it is, though, right? It's crack.
It's crack. Yeah. It's making me focus, dude. Like nobody's business
focus.
Or whatever and stuff. Yeah.
Focus
on my mindset.
Deep cup right there, folks. See if you can watch it. Good show.
I was thinking of Civil War. Most hated movie in the MCU.
Yeah, why? I don't know.
I didn't even realize there was like so much hate on that guy.
Yeah,
it was
a lot.
Like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. Y'all didn't see Dark World, huh? Okay.
Yeah. I guess not. Huh? Right. I think it's in my top five, to be honest. Like,
really good
fucking
movie.
Fantastic, whatever. Did you see that rated R version of it?
Shit, stupid as fuck.
Thank you. It looks so
dumb as fuck.
But did you see all the comments? I was like, man, this is what I want. I was like, really?
Cause shit was fucking
it made that movie. Whole scene.
It took me out of it. I was like,
oh no, same here.
Fuck,
it looked gratuitous and cartoonish as fuck.
Stupid. I was like,
not only that, but it just made you not even think about the rest of the story.
Yeah.
You just looked at it and was just like, especially that scene where Scarlet Witch was like dragging the guts out, and it's like,
okay, that's not fucking real. Come on, dude, really? She just picked the dude up. You know what I mean?
And then, like, just dripping out. And like, he had more intestines
than a
fucking...
supposed to be the realistic version, apparently.
But
that shit looks...
people was cheering it on, though. And
yeah,
I was like...
it looked like Mortal Kombat. You know, like, fucking...
yeah, it looked like a fucking video. Yeah. I was like, is that why, like, other superhero studios suck?
Yeah.
Because they try this shit, whatever, and they're like, yeah, this is stupid.
Yeah,
because
it was trending. That's why I watched it. I was like, okay, let me check this out.
I watched it, too.
I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
I thought it was the dumbest fucking thing I saw. I was just like, wow. And people were like, this is what, you know, the action scenes in Marvel MCU, they make them look so cartoonish that this is what I want. I was like, okay. Really? I was like, ah, okay.
And you know, here those two black dudes react to, oh!
Oh, yeah, my stunt double. Yeah. I'm sure he had a lot of reaction to it.
I was like,
my fat paradox version.
Oh, yeah. Flashpoint.
Yeah, JB. Flashpoint JB. Yeah. My fat version.
Yeah, he probably liked it on his ad.
Ah, man, you know, he probably screamed why Patty Jenkins wasn't doing it, you know.
Where's Patty Jenkins not directing this?
Look at that shield.
Look at that blood.
I mean, him hitting the shield against that dude's head and his blood head and just splattering all over the window like that, I was just like...
And that Scarlet Witch shit was the dumbest fucking thing ever.
Oh, it all was stupid as fuck. When I saw that, and then Falcon cutting the heads off. Yeah. I was like, okay. I was like, man. I was like, you know. And then someone did like a fake Winter Soldier version of it with the button. I was like, you know, that fight is actually really fucking good.
That's why Winter Soldier is one of the best action movies.
And it's like choreographed really well too, like, whatever. But then with that stupid, silly rated R shit in it, I was like, wow, you just kind of took me out of the whole fucking... Like, you don't even pay attention to choreography no more. It's like, is that really what we want in movies now? Are we like, we really that bloodthirsty?
When Winter Soldier opened up, remember when Cap got into the boat and kicked that motherfucker against the railing?
Yeah.
That's all I needed.
Yeah, you sure you didn't need
I was like, what the fuck? Oh, you
didn't need
shit.
His head exploding?
No, didn't need all that.
You didn't need blood coming out?
Nope.
You ain't a real fan.
Didn't need that.
You ain't no real fan, man. Whatever. Why you just can't enjoy movies? Dude.
Shit, dude. That's a fair Marvel movie.
Hey, well, fucking Logan's a masterpiece, and it did it. So shit, God, shit, fuck. I thought by the time Dark Knight came out, we would like end this argument.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, Dark Knight's like touching art, I guess, in a way, kind of. It's like a hard PG-13 movie. Oh, it's a hard PG-13, you know, people love.
But, like, it was one of those super, like,
rating. Yeah, they didn't need to show.
Rating didn't.
Like, it was more effective. Like, you didn't see him cut Michael Jai White's fucking mouth open.
Yeah, but, like, it was implied. Ever once watching that movie, did you ever think, like, man, what rating is this? Like, it didn't even fucking matter because
It was effective.
The story was really good or whatever and stuff, so why would I?
And they actually got away with a lot in the movie. Fucking Two-Face, that's fucking horrific.
Yeah, his all face all burned up in blood and showing shit like that.
See all the organ, like the throat and shit right here.
That was sexy to me.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah,
I can see you find some shit like that sexy.
I see some flaws in him.
Yes.
And I was like, shit, I couldn't get him before, but I got him now.
I got you now, Harvey.
Yeah. Where the fuck you going,
Harvey? Harvey.
Yeah, he was a bitch anyway, crying over fucking Rachel. I was like, fuck Rachel, okay? Rachel gonna blow me, all right?
Two-timing. Fucking woman.
That's the one thing you can leave out of these things. No Rachel.
Playing the field, boy. Playing
no
Rachel. She played Bruce like a fucking fiddle, man.
Oh, Bruce was such a bitch. Especially in Dark Knight Returns. He was such a bitch in Dark Knight Returns. He was just like, she was going to wait for me, Alfred. Then Alfred snitching. It's like, why'd you burn the fucking letter then if he was eventually going to tell him? Because Alfred did that shit out of like rage and emotion and shit like that. It's just like, damn, dude, if he was going to be that bitch made or whatever and stuff, it's like, really? Especially after the events of Dark Knight, he just like, I know, like, Bane could physically hurt Bruce or whatever and stuff like that, but it's like, all the shit he went through in the previous two films or whatever, it's like, now you did. Alfred's the biggest bitch of that whole series.
Yeah, it was 8 years between Dark Knight and Rises.
Yeah.
And now, all because Bane whooped his ass. Okay. Now I'll tell you, Mr. Wayne.
I'm sure that Pennyworth will explain all that to you in the...
Oh, that's right. It's a prequel. Yeah,
in the show there.
Yes. That's right.
Isn't that not the equivalent of Aunt May getting her own?
It is.
Okay, good. Because I was say, who the fuck wants to see that shit? Okay, who the fuck wants to watch?
I forgot they even exist. You brought it up.
I can't help it. That fucking billboard's on the 710 freeway. As I walk by, like, it's right there in Boulder. Like, who the fuck wants to see an Alfred?
You want to see him hang out with a young Thomas Wayne?
Hell no. Okay, shit. Hell to the fuck no. I can give a flying fuck about his stories were cool in The Dark Knight. That's about as far as them stories go, whatever.
That's
shit.
That's why they fucked up with Gotham. I thought Gotham should have been just like a GCPD show.
Yeah.
Just like
it became a Batman show.
Yeah. It's like a bunch of, like, basically Sopranos with fucking Gotham City in it. Or, like, Commissioner Gordon. Going against, you know, mob, whatever.
From the look of it, because I haven't watched the whole series or whatever, so it just kind of just destroyed the whole mythos of Batman or whatever. And kind of made it cartoonish.
We got out at the right time.
Yeah, we did, because it was getting bad.
It was right at that Scarecrow episode, wasn't it? When we, like, fuck this.
Yeah, I think it was
that. It was Red Hood, wasn't it?
Yeah, we didn't see that.
Did we just see that? Did we not see that?
Wasn't it like a part two to it or something?
Oh, we didn't see the part two then.
And I think we like stopped. Yeah, yeah, we like, you know what?
Yeah, it's like Red Hood. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck y'all done with this shit.
I'm done. I heard the dude that played the Joker in there was pretty good. Or Jerome.
He was good. Remember that episode we saw?
Well, I didn't see that episode. Oh, remember? Yeah, that was the one I missed out.
And no, like, he was good.
Yeah, I heard he was really good as an actor. He was. Shit on there, so it was like, oh, okay. I think later in the season.
He's just stupid out of this whole, is he the Joker? Is he not the Joker? Just make him the fucking Joker.
And it's funny, yeah, because they did do that for that whole scene. And then, like, what was it, the last two seasons they finally made him? Mm-hmm. It was just like, damn, it took y'all almost like fucking four seasons to finally do this, huh? I was like, wow. See, well, who did that right was Telltale.
Oh, they did
that. They did that perfectly, whatever and stuff. Like, give him that fake ass name.
Something new movie fucking takes to cues from Telltale. That'd be great.
I think it should just be Telltale. That'd be great. That'd like, be great just follow too. That whole game series. Just do it that way, whatever. And just.
Really, they gave us the best everything, pretty much.
Like, I honestly, if I was a director and making a Batman movie, I would just, well, I guess they're out of business now, so you ain't really got to contact them no more, or whatever, and be like,
yeah.
I'm just going to steal this story.
Yeah, really,
and plus, nobody played the motherfucker anyway.
He can't get sued.
Yeah. Who's going to sue you?
Yeah.
They out of business.
Oh, yeah, that's the best fucking Bruce Wayne ever, man.
And not only that,
do that.
Nobody played the damn game.
Yeah.
If they did, it wouldn't have went out of business. So, like, nobody played the fucking game, so therefore, I'd be like, I'm just going to steal this beat for beat.
Welp.
I would find a part in the game where I cut it off as that cliffhanger for my sequel, and then be like, yeah, we're going to go from there. And then
got beer in my face.
People would be like, man, what a dope Batman. Why didn't they do this before? And I'd be like in interviews going like,
yeah,
I just had this story in my head. Just got
inspired one day. You know, I tried to write this unique Batman story that I've been done before. You know,
watch Telltale people come out and be like, hey, you stole that, and be like, who are you?
Tell what?
Tell who? Get back to your little mini arcade game. Blow me. Yeah. Pull them back. So I'd be like, hey, y'all need to shut the fuck up. Man. All right.
Fuck this up.
All right. Hey, I will give you look, how much money you want. Just shut the fuck up right now. I'm better than Nolan right now. Okay? Goddamn shit. Okay. I literally made the best Bruce Wayne Batman. Technically, you did, but whatever. Yeah. We're not going to go through technicalities.
Everybody's on my dick.
Yeah. My dick. Shit. And the best part about it, this Bruce Wayne is black. And people don't even give a fuck either because he's so goddamn good or whatever shit. Yeah, yeah. And at the end of the second season, I'm going to have him kill little Morgan Freeman's daughter. Or Lucius Fox. I said Morgan Freeman. Like, Lucius Fox daughter.
He been trying to
because fuck that little girl, okay? Fuck her. He should have grapple hooked that bitch when she flew up and just yanked her ass back or whatever and made her head explode or whatever and shit, okay? That's the blood and guts I wanted to see. Just like, this little bitch. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see how this goes. But what they did with the Joker in there, by far, well, Telltale was the perfect example of like, here's a Batman story you can take, cut it up, and do whatever the fuck you
want
to do with it.
Whatever you want. Respecting the source material, but yeah, doing your own thing at the same time.
Oh, that's beautiful, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Kind of what the MCU does.
Yes, exactly.
It's how it works because you can't translate a different form of media to the other form of media because it just doesn't work that way.
You can't do a one-for-one translation.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. Because
we've seen it already. Why would you do that?
Why would I give a fuck, whatever and stuff? Yeah. Or even, let's be real, sometimes in the comic books, them shit's as stupid as silly as fuck, whatever. We appreciate it because it's like, oh, this is comic book shit, whatever. But like, seeing it, it's like.
Yeah, that's why I took all that death shit with Thanos. Like,
come on, we used to play clips of that about the Silver Surfer show, whatever, where he was talking
to he was over the top.
Talking to that fucking statue and shit. Like,
Thanos, one thing he's not is bitch made.
Hell
no. Can you imagine that Thanos doing that? The one in the MC, can you imagine that?
I saw a
new. That doesn't fit at all.
I saw a new complaint on Thanos, whatever.
No, what now? What?
This is like, you know, Endgame really ruined Thanos.
How?
Because it made him the worst villain ever, because then he just became a villain about destruction. Yeah, I was like, wasn't he about that?
The motherfucker came for 2014. What were you expecting?
Wasn't he about that?
And he already accomplished his goal.
Yeah, he saw the future.
Yeah.
It's the whole point.
Yeah.
He's like, I love Thanos in that because he's like, you know what? It wasn't personal at first.
Oh, I love that speech.
But I've already seen the future now, and you some gnats to me now. Yeah.
Annoying little planet.
Yeah. So now I just need to shatter you.
Yeah, I'm going
to
burn this whole fucking planet.
It's like, that's how a real person would react to that. It's just like,
after seeing yourself get fucking decapitated
or whatever, your daughter turns sides on you and shit like that. This team still trying to come together to put fans. Just like, you know what? It's just best I just kill you now.
Yeah, you know, I'm just fuck this whole planet. You know, yeah.
I'm just gonna shatter you to pieces now.
Right? I was trying to be nice, you know, before. Well, you know, future, whatever you want to call it. That's what we saw. But you know what? Fuck that.
I literally have the power because he believes in his mind it's his destiny to pull this off. Whatever.
Destiny fulfilled.
Yeah. I do wish he would have talked like the Silver Surfer Thanos, but you know. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That shit.
Why art thou? It's coming for me. I am not a god. God?
That shit is so fucking off-putting, babe. I love it, though. That's like, that's so fucking 90s.
Yeah, yeah, it is, yeah. Now, would I want to see that movie? Yes. Do I think they should do that movie to make money? It's like, ugh. That's a questionable-ass choice for you, but I'll be in the theater for you. But like,
yeah, do it for Galactus. There you go.
Make him all sentimental and shit, yeah, like that, whatever. All bitch made and stuff like, mm-hmm, that. I love it. Whatever. This dude's screaming at clouds, talking about, you are not a god. Expanding that god or whatever. Yeah. That's where we got that from, people, by the way. So let me, actually, I'll show you this when we get to the main event. What is this?
Okay. Right on.
Anyway,
female encouragement there, sir.
Oh, nothing like that, dude. Mm. What are you talking about?
Usually, this was the only thing that goes through your phone. Well, that's like the only thing you react to, rather.
That is true.
You like, wait, work text, or like text to like family, like, ah, whatever, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, fuck all that.
You see some ass, like, okay.
I'm distracted.
Now I'm awake.
I'm at work.
Okay, yeah. I'll respond to that.
Oh, somebody gave me shit. Cause I made a comment by Andy Serkis, whatever.
How he sucks.
Yeah, about the director.
Yeah, he fucking sucks.
He sucks.
I saw you actually posted that in the collab.
I was like, oh Jesus.
I was like, man, you know the movie's still gonna fucking suck, right?
I always like to believe like a sequel has like a chance to be better than the first film, or whatever. So, but when they get him, it's just like, but especially out of the choices they had.
Yeah, the only way that shit's gonna improve, you know, Andy Serkis go with the mocap shit. So that's gonna be nice.
See, that's the funny part about it. Keep talking about, nobody's talking about his director. They just keep talking about like, man, he bring mocap. It's like that movie thing to do.
Finish Mowgli.
It's fucking terrible.
And I know that the other people breathe.
I know the Collider crew like love to like be like, Mowgli's not that bad. It's like shit.
Shit. I couldn't get through it.
I think I watched 15 minutes. Yeah, just like, I watched
20 minutes. I think I was like, fuck this.
Breathe was fucking. Somebody told me. That's acquired taste.
Okay, well.
Breathe is shit. Okay.
I'm not liking what I'm preaching right now.
So when I wrote that comment, I was like, ugh. I don't even remember what I said, but it was like, ugh.
Yeah, you think you said like his last two movies sucked or something?
Yeah, I was like, his last two movies sucked ass to a straw. I was like, yeah, this is going to be worse. Somebody wrote, you must have a personal bias against him or something like that. I
got that.
I was like, what?
Hey, you're a huge Planet of the Apes fan.
I was like, you got the original Planet of the Apes director. I was like, get him to do the fucking man. I was like, when the last movie he done? Where I was like, yeah, get that. Like, that dude's fucking fantastic. Whatever. He brought, because let's be real, original Planet of the Apes, that movie sucked ass, whatever. Like, this dude, though, came in,
damn you. Damn you on the hell.
They sucked ass. Until this dude, what was it, Rupert?
The first one was Rupert Everett, his name? Rupert Wyatt.
He came in and was like, holy shit, he changed my whole persona. Mm-hmm. And like,
Matt
like,
Reeves just changed that shit on.
And then Matt Reeves carried it on and just like, whoa. So like, when they had a choice of him and the other dude too that did Kubo and Bumblebee and stuff, I'm just like,
oh yeah, I forgot, yeah, Travis.
Travis Knight, yeah. I'm just like, this is a no-brainer, like, right here.
I'm mostly huge about Bumblebee, but yeah. Same here, but like, better fucking Venom.
Yeah, like, because Kubo was creative as fuck, whatever and shit. Now, granted, it was animated and stuff like that, but there's a lot of CGI and stuff in there, and it's like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. And like, but it's like, that was creative as shit.
Yeah, hopefully it was fucking better than Andy Serkis.
So I was like, why are fans talking about, man, Sony better get fucking Andy Serkis, and it's like, for real? It's like,
they're basing all that shit off of Gollum.
Thank you. That's why everybody was like, well, his mocap is so great, so I'm willing to see what he brings. It's just like, that and directing are two completely fucking, we talking about two different, completely different beasts. What the fuck? Mocap's not even going to be in this fucking movie. Like, first of all, I was like, we're talking about a CGI, two symbiotes fighting the shit.
You're getting hyped for like George Clooney directing like a Batman movie or some shit. Did you watch? I didn't see his last one. I knew it sucked. What was that movie? The one in the suburbs.
Whatever. I forgot the name of it.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, it sucked ass. Whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just wanted to let you know I have a personal bias.
What's Andy Serkis? You hate him?
Basically, because I said his last two movies. So
fuck Caesar and all that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Gollum. Fuck King Kong.
Yeah, Gollum, all that. You know, fuck King Kong. Yeah. I don't like him neither. Shit, fuck that. Fuck all of his work he's done for mocap, you know. Yeah. Fuck all the high seeds I've given
fuck
those.
Claw.
Fuck Claw, dude. Hate Claw. So much, whatever. So much. It's all about breathe. One more. Boy, it's a different movie. Yeah, so I have a personal bias.
Personal bias.
I don't know how you get that from his last two movies suck, but
yeah, people just love jump the most extreme fucking conclusion on the line, dude.
I have a personal bias against Andy Serkis, man. Hopefully, you can help me get over this because, like, when I see him, I just want to like stab him.
I don't give a fuck. Do what you want.
Black's got on boots. When I see him,
oh, they coming.
Yeah, when I see him, I got on boots. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'm just like, I got to stab him. Whatever. Yeah, I can't hold it back for some reason. Whatever. I was like, personal bias. I was like, I said, well, that was the last comment I'll ever make. Yeah,
that's why we left.
I was like, this is the last time I would have just ever, because it just baffled me that he got picked. I was just like, Jesus Christ, man. I was like, man. And I know why Sony did this, like, just because, like, he's a fan fucking fan.
He's,
like,
yeah, he's the geek pick, you know.
Because, hey, let's be real, nobody saw them fucking movies of his.
No.
That, like, people talking about, like,
you really think the best of, oh, Mowgli and fucking Breathe.
Motherfucker told
those
me
those cinematic achievements.
Breathe was an acquired taste. What the fuck does that mean, Cody? This ain't a goddamn souffle.
You know, just like It Follows with an acquired taste too.
Oh hell no! There ain't no acquired taste. That movie sucks. Okay, ain't no acquired taste. That movie sucked my dick. Whatever. Okay,
I'll never forget that experience. Oh my
yeah,
god!
Yeah, you and Priscilla sleeping on me. Like, it's right. like, well, I guess this is how this works out. But yeah, but I'm happy for that. So we're gonna take a break here.
Take a little break.
Yeah, we're gonna
a little brise
before we get to the main event here, and we'll be right back, everybody.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks.
What's up, everyone out there in the podcast land? I am JB, your godfather of whiskey, and I hear everyone is out there looking for a new podcast. Well, look no further than listening to my brand new podcast, The Last Drop. That is right. Me and my co-host, Cody, the godfather of craft beer, we're here every Monday morning, sometimes even Sunday night. Depends on how lazy I'm really feeling. Just want to get the shit over with. But we dive into not only whiskey and craft beer, we get into all forms of alcohol, such as our Mix and Match Week, where we talked about shitty whiskey and shitty craft beer. Well, I guess it really wasn't craft beer. It was more of that banquet beer that we can't really fucking stand. But check us out every Monday. Like I said, we got weeks coming in like Whiskey Week, Craft Beer Week, Mix and Match Week, and then finally a bar review. Sometimes if the month goes a little bit longer than the four planned weeks, we'll drop in a bonus show. Could be a first sip. Sometimes we might do a guest interview spot. Sometimes we might just say fuck it and not do a goddamn thing. It really just depends on the mood that I'm really in. So go ahead and check us out. The Last Drop. You can find us on Deezer, Radio Public, Stitcher, CastBoxRadio.com, Spotify, Google Play, and also Apple Podcasts. That's right. Head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating. Or if you hate us, just go ahead and leave us a 5-star rating anyway, because why the fuck not?
Back, everyone. Back again.
Back here. To attack.
Back for the main event. Even though I don't know what's the main event, whatever, because I'm just looking. No.
Yeah. Mortiz.
We talking about Cody.
No, I don't think at all, sir.
I'm focused, like Will Smith.
Yes.
And Margot Robbie.
That's
I'm
right.
Focused. Okay, whatever. That was the name of that movie, right?
Yes, that was.
Okay, cool,
yes.
cool. Well, we're back here. Cody's got the last beer here for the last drop, yes. if you will. And GarageBand is not moving with me slowly, so I'm just gonna be moving it myself. Whatever, I don't care.
As long as it records.
Yeah, as long as it records, I don't really give a shit. It's all that matters to me, and that's all I care about. Here we're on Beer Week here.
There you go, a little pop right there.
Something just popped.
Oh!
It just spilled all over you, didn't it?
Son of a bitch! Oh my god! Oh!
Spilled all over.
Oh my god!
Wow!
Ooh. Fucking champagne.
Oh, look okay. at that. Oh, Dominic, can you get a towel?
I was not expecting that.
Actually,
holy
you know what?
Shit. We got a squirter over here.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you're talking about the beer. you know what, Dominic? You can just, damn, that spilled all over you, didn't it?
My legs are fucked right now, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Look at shit, it's still going.
Yeah, lick that off the floor.
I would not do that.
You want some, Dominic?
Thank you, sir.
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway.
There's some, like, sours all up in here.
My yeah. Bad. That's fine. It usually smells like cumin.
Cumin ass.
Yeah. An asshole. So, yeah. I'm the asshole, by the way. wow. How are you? You okay over there, sir? I like how you said I have some already, whatever, and then
okay.
Yeah, you might want to get that off the table. Yeah. Dominic, can you get some more paper towels there or whatever? Yeah, yeah. Dominic said you need to swallow.
Swallowing.
You need to swallow deeper, like baby. Yeah. You put your mouth on that bad boy and you show that motherfucker who's
We're okay now.
Who's like the swallowing boss right now?
We're okay now.
Oh, we run out of paper towels? Damn. Okay. Well, here.
That's not good. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. As long as that shit don't slide to the computer or whatever.
Oh, you're right. You're good.
We perfectly
okay,
fine.
Okay. I think it's finally coming down now.
I never come down.
Shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never fucking come down. Whatever. You talking about
the bottom? Is that
what I said? Yeah. You talking about the bottom?
Did I say come down? Oh, sorry. Freddy.
Yeah. I never. I'm always ahead of my game, baby, and I'm ready to go at it, whatever stuff. Dominic, you here? Whatever. We don't need that. No, we don't need that. We don't need that. Just put it right back. You just don't need that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're good now.
You don't need that.
All right.
Yeah. So, that's going to be a crappy drive for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you smell like sour. Smell like
sour. Man, I get pulled over. What the fuck?
Little Dominic came in his little glass right now, whatever. Like, damn, look. He just waved
up. You smell that shit. Like, yeah, pour me some.
He's like, if it's going to spill like that, then shit. You might as well give me some then, whatever, you know. Hold up. Don't have that shit over the computer.
Oh, my fault.
Lead it over.
My bad. My fault.
Yeah, I was about to say, shit, you're going to fuck this whole recording up, whatever. Look at him. He's just fucking up. Okay, you can go back to your little seat now. Yeah, go back to your playing little shitty-ass game, whatever, and stuff he was doing. Okay. Yeah.
There you go, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So, what we're drinking right now, folks, is Careful With That Apricot Eugene.
It does say careful.
From Beechwood Blendery.
It says be careful.
I know. I should have kept mine to the fucking, or take mine to the fucking.
So, therefore, it's your fault because the bottle tells you.
Yeah, it told me. It was
ain't
warning.
My fault. So,
yeah.
How's your phone? Did you get anything on your phone?
Oh, fine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was good. So this title is actually a play on the Pink Floyd song, Careful With That Axe, Eugene.
Oh, that racist piece of shit. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I like Pink Floyd music until I found out he's a piece of shit. Yeah. Then I was like, oh.
I don't know shit about Pink Floyd, so I just...
Yeah.
Racist. Oh, okay.
Dark Side of the Moon is a damn great fucking album. Unfortunately, he's got a thing against Jews.
Oh, shit. Really?
And you know when it goes against Jews, it goes... He says some mad crazy shit. He's probably like Clay Douglas, to be honest. No, I'm literally saying he says shit like Clay Douglas.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not the whole band, just the lead singer. I think they kicked him out, though. He's like, you gotta get the fuck up out of here, dude.
Fuck him.
Yeah, it's like, dude, we can't have your ass no more. Whatever. It's like, you talking some crazy.
Good fucking riddance, then.
Yeah, he talking some crazy shit. Dark Side of the Moon is a badass album, though. It's like 9 tracks, and it's just like everything you ever wanted out of a fucking Pink Floyd album, even though that Pink Floyd's a piece of shit. You are playing that shitty ass game. Anyway,
Destiny?
Smells just like, yeah, it's Destiny. It's always Destiny.
What am I even asking? Yeah,
I'm gonna chug that shit right. I'm gonna chug that motherfucking blood. There you go! Crackhead's gonna pick it up and be like, I can get some chocolate for this. Yeah. You can go to 7-Eleven and be
what's
like,
what's the trade value on this, baby?
7-Eleven, he's like, can I get a Twix bar for this, whatever shit? Dude's gonna be like, get the fuck out of here, whatever.
So, what this beer is another Belgian style sour ale fermented. And aged in oak barrels, just like the last one. But this one has apricots.
And you can smell the fucking apricots all over the damn thing. So from the moment you spilled it or whatever, all I smelled was apricots, whatever. Your dick smells like beer.
Probably will. Probably does, yeah.
Wow. Some beer geek is like wanting to blow you.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right now.
Yeah.
I would say you should just go out to the opening and just be like...
Yeah, just like hang my dick up. Apricot!
I got apricots for anybody. Apricot sour beer right now. Everybody, get your fill in. Get your fill up here or whatever, you know.
Shit, hold on. Fuck it.
Yeah. Hey, me too. Hi. I'm ready. Oh, yeah. All the guys line up. We'd be like, what's going on here?
Wait a minute.
What's going on here? Whatever, you know, the whole gay community of Long Beach shows up, whatever and shit.
That will be my luck.
Yeah, that'd definitely be your luck.
That will be my
luck. I would send you to the gay bar, too. Yeah, I'd be like,
hey, wait a
I'd be like,
minute.
Hey, Cody, what you want to do is you want to go to Hamburger Mary's and do that, dude.
It's a good burger's there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm
yeah, you want to go there, and that's where all the chicks at.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then you find them dragged.
Hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I'm trying to call you.
These drags got on boots.
I call you, don't answer.
I'd be like, because I'm with two drags myself. I'm like, baby, I'm winning.
I see you hanging in the back. Like, what the fuck?
He'd be like, I don't know what your problem is, motherfucker. Shit, if you can't tell, it ain't gay.
Okay. little mellower than the
yeah, the first one was my favorite so far.
Yeah, I'm liking that one better.
This one's definitely mellow.
Yeah, everything's, this one's more balanced.
Yeah, especially on the finish. It doesn't have that sour punch like the first one does, whatever.
No, even the apricot, it's not in your face.
No, it's not.
As much as I would want it to be.
That sour punch, when you're drinking a sour ale or whatever, really good, you want that, though. I want the sour punch. I like the sour kickback or whatever. But this is fine, whatever, but it's like,
nice beer. Nowhere near the floating space, though.
Yeah, I would... Look, if we
or even, to, the, even the prepper. The,
if we went to a bar or whatever, and they only had the floating space in this one, and we were, like, getting drinks all night, I would just stick with floating space if they only had the two, because this one...
Yeah, floating space, that's like a... That's like an event back
type thing. Yeah, right, that's the problem with these beer shows, whatever, and stuff, is, like, the main event is usually always the first one.
Yeah. you picked poorly, sir.
I picked great. I picked phenomenally. I don't know what you're talking about, sir. The crackhead chose. He's sitting right there. He's playing Destiny.
Oh, that is your alter ego.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of alter egos over there. Yeah. A lot of alter egos. Well, since getting rid of the phenomenal one, I had to come up with a new one. Yeah, crackhead. Yeah. That seems like a natural step, whatever. Hey,
JB.
Yeah, you don't want no part of this shit.
No, I don't.
I mean, you probably do.
No, I don't.
It's a lot of fun. You get to eat as much chocolate as you want. You can take a shit wherever you want. Doesn't matter.
Convenient.
Yeah, yeah. It's very convenient, whatever and stuff. You never get caught because you're faster for some reason.
So that's good luck. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't mean by like getting caught by like doing it. I mean by, like if someone tries to chase you, you're just faster than everybody.
Like,
you
just, it's like Barry Allen.
Yeah, you're just naturally faster than everybody. So it's like you'll never worry about getting caught. Nigga, did you just break my glass? I was like, what the hell was that noise over there? Oh, that was you made me say the N-word. That was the first time I was all that
said. Doing such a good job, too.
You little shit. You, you little black bastard. Got all racist and shit now. Right? It's like, you fucking motherfucker.
It's like our livers during a shitty beer week.
That's not number fucking one on the whole thing. Right. Motherfuckers, you. What the fuck did we do that for? Yeah. Ain't no part two for you. I don't even know what I could be. Glimmering could be next that part two.
Sacrificing our goddamn time and taste buds for that bullshit.
Better definitely be that Glimmering.
We get fucking nothing. Ain't that a bitch?
Cody took a sip of my Glimmering Signa here.
Oh my god, that was
what was left of it.
Just that little, like a literally, like a taste, like the bare minimum of a taste, and that shit rocked my fucking world.
Tastes better than that fucking 12-year-old sherry cask.
Yeah.
I guess sucking dick would taste better.
Damn. Jesus.
That was really disappointing. I
said, yeah,
I fucked that up. So, Nicolas Cage lives here. We found that out.
That's right. Yeah, saw one of his packages.
Yeah, yeah. We talked a lot about crackheads.
Mm-hmm.
We drank a lot of good beer.
Talk about Meek Mill in the beginning.
Meek Mill, he freed or whatever. Cody's dick smells like beer now.
Yep.
Talked about that a little bit.
Whole bottom section right here.
We talked about Clayton Douglas.
Clay Douglas.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about the angry political guy. Yeah. We talked about our macaroni and cheese boy.
What's that, Pat?
Pat Robinson.
Pat Robinson. Yeah.
Can y'all send me some money?
Yes. I've been waiting here for a long time.
I think for like a break, it should be Pat and Robinson.
Yes.
If you use your mind, you can see some Skittles tasting the rainbow. Yeah. Now, what that mean to you? Like, taste the rainbow. Think about that now.
Skittles. Taste the rainbow.
That's some homosexual shit. Like, what is Pat Wright? Was he a pastor turned cult leader or what?
I guess. I don't fucking know.
When that motherfucker did that that food shit, all I could think of was like when he started going his gay rant and shit like that. It was like he was talking about San Francisco and shit. He's like, Rice-A-Roni. That's the San Francisco treat. Now, Cody, let me ask you, what is the treat? Cody's like, dick. Exactly. They are using propaganda in your food.
He should have his own like food tasting shit like Andrew Zimmern back in the day. With Pat Robinson.
M&M's melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Milk chocolate.
What does that mean to you now? Whatever.
Dairy.
Yeah, dairy.
It's milk.
Huh. There's some faggotry at work
dairy
here.
Dairy is white. Mm-hmm. Milk is white. Mixed with chocolate, which is black.
Interracial fucking. that is a sin. Oh no, he probably said, is that a black thing? Yeah.
I can't tell if that's a black thing or a white thing. All I know is that it's fucked up and it shouldn't happen.
This is growing on me.
Yeah.
More than the second one, actually, too.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why it's kicking in or whatever.
I dig the pepper.
The second one is definitely better or whatever, but I don't know why. This is one I'm liking it better than the second one all of a sudden. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it just takes time to grow on you.
Oh, just dropped a shitload.
No, no, whatever. You already dropped like fucking half his beer anyway.
It looks like a Twix bar. It's fine. Yeah. It's got peanut butter in it. So let me just wrap things up, Cody. Been going for an hour, 24 minutes. Gonna wrap this up an hour and a half. Six more minutes left to go. Great timing, actually. So, let me show you. You see that Knob Creek bottle behind you?
Yes.
Great bottle.
Twice barreled rye.
Yeah, great bottle, right?
I haven't tried that particular bottle, but yes.
Great looking bottle, though.
Great looking bottle, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, Knob Creek does their own, like, customization bottle and stuff like that. Everybody knows that, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I found something with your favorite thing on there.
My favorite thing.
Yeah, your favorite thing. So, first of all, that's their quote where it says that. I don't want you to read it out loud because I just want you to look at it.
Okay.
All right. And now, what I really want you to look at is the back of the bottle. Your favorite show there. You got their own Knob Creek bottle there.
Wow.
Yeah, I just want you to
look. So they got their own pot, their own fucking Knob Creek bottle, huh?
Yeah. Sound like wow. From Sandlot. Yeah. So, I thought I would show you that on Beer Week, your week.
Okay.
To light a fuel, you know, to make y'all excited and happy.
Oh, it lit something in me. Tell you that, I don't know about happiness and excitement.
Oh, not? No.
No. No.
Oh, okay.
No, fuck that podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
fucking stupid-ass pun title. Fuck that shit.
You didn't like that?
No, I hate that fucking title. It's one of the worst titles ever.
I'm not gonna lie, I couldn't stand that neither, actually.
I fucking hate puns, and when they do that shit, I'm like, no, fuck you.
I'm not gonna lie.
They listen to that show, too. Especially when someone recommended them goddamn fucking cold openers they had.
Yeah.
I could never hate for that fucking show.
So, what do you think? Remember I showed you a video last week?
Oh, yeah, the little meetup, line, whatever. Yeah.
What do you think of that little sign they got right there, too? Whatever.
Yeah, you got a little studio and all that shit.
No, that's live.
Oh, that's a live show?
Yeah, that was from
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It'd be better if that said The Last Drop.
Yeah,
much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look much better up there. Oh, that's in Tennessee. No, never mind. I had that.
Yeah. I don't want to. Tennessee can call me on the phone right now and be like, we'd like to partner with you and do something. You just got to fly out here and be like, yeah, that's all right. No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure your barbecue is good and all that, but I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not that thirsty for barbecue.
Yeah, I was going to Austin.
I just go to a real city. More beer just on my spill. I'll just go to a real city.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then enjoy it there with my people. I don't have to worry about possibly getting hung or whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
So what would you feel if a live show between the two of us happened?
I will feel something. I don't know what my immediate response. I don't know what my response right now would be. No. Like I said, if you give me time to think about it. Like, would it be like a versus sort of thing or something like that?
I would make it into one.
That'd be the only way I would do it.
Yeah, I would make it into
that. That'd be the only way.
Now, I'm not going to lie. That's
some cold lab shit with them. Fuck that.
No. But I wouldn't tell them it's a versus thing because then nobody would agree to do it.
That's true.
But on the spot, it would turn into a straight up a versus thing. Like,
that'd be the only way I'll do it.
Yeah. I would flip that like it's such a heartbeat, whatever and stuff. And like,
it'd be good entertainment though, just like to do it because we'd be just like completely like
better.
Well, not even only better, just like
bury them.
It'd be entertaining because we'd be like, "Fuck these."
y'all
got up to this stage doing what y'all do.
You too fucking loud over there.
We're trying to drink. Shut the fuck up.
Trying to have a nice conversation here.
Shut the fuck with your cold openings.
As I tell you to suck.
Yeah, I got a cold opening for you right here. Suck my dick, bitch.
There you go. Thank you. God, there you go. Come here. I got a high five on that. Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right fucking there.
Yeah. Yeah. That nigga's like, that's the gayest thing I've ever seen. Hey, don't look over here when we do that. You just look over there and play your goddamn Destiny, okay? You just do that. You don't look over here when we high five. It's gay. All right? So it's fine. All right, okay? Yeah. He's still looking. He's like, what the hell was that? Weird or whatever. Yeah. It's okay. We do that from time to time.
You know, say, it's a damn shame.
Yeah, that's really what he's like. He's almost looking at us like we were, as if we were that old dude that tried to hop that fence and come give us since old neighborhood and shit after they got done eating that dog. That dog must have been delicious, dude. Look, don't get me wrong. Me and Dominic, we grew up in the projects. We know what that's like. We never was that hungry to the point we had to eat a dog, though.
But worse came to worse.
Right, that dog be on a fucking grill right now. I fry his ass up so much, whatever shit. Like they say, when I went to Taiwan, what's pet to you, food to us. Damn. And I said, I ain't mad at you. Fry his ass up, man.
Nothing wasted.
Yeah, fry. We just lost all our dog listeners.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm pretty sure we lost them an episode before.
Yeah, that's
true. Something.
I think I said I'd hit a dog. Yeah. Something like that. Be like,
oh, yeah, we're talking about getting the dog out there. Like,
I'll snap his neck. That's right. Yeah, and when the cops find me, whatever, you just see me sitting there with his blood in my mouth hanging out like, I didn't do anything, officer. Like, blood dripping from me. Whatever. You see teeth marks.
Yeah.
I look like my teeth marks, but it's all fine, dandy, whatever stuff. So, people, that is pretty much the show right there. Cody's going to do a collab show with them.
He's going to be collabing on something. I know it's going to be what they have in mind.
I think a lot of beer will be spilt that episode or whatever stuff. My goal is to roofie them and just get them drugged.
That's fair.
That'd be funny as fuck, actually.
Yeah, I won't be opposed to that. Yeah.
Watch them pass out and just take over.
Yeah.
But that's how that would usually work. So, people, that is beer week. I got to get out of here.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
That's all she wrote.
That was good. This is really growing on me. I'm
good, right?
That was growing on me, though. How did you feel about this, Dominic?
Yeah, I like the other one better. Taper costs for next, though.
Okay, I'm glad you talked, because if you'd have just did that and walked away, I'd be like, just like a nigga. Like, what the hell? Like, I got to edit that out. Like, that motherfucker just looked at us and was like...
But now it's spelled like apricots.
You know, I got to tell you, Dominic, I think you would make it very well in prison.
Damn.
Like, I really think you, like, if you got arrested today, I wouldn't be worried about you. I'd be like, I think you'd make it really well over there and shit.
Motherfucker making my bitch.
Yeah, watch out. There Bill Cosby make you suck his pudding pop. Hey, hold on. First of all, now, you can be the godfather of craft beer junior all you want, but Negro, you ain't gonna be stealing my fucking bit, okay? That is my goddamn bit, okay? Like, all right, only person that's gonna be doing Bill Cosby impression on here, it's gonna be me, okay? All right? Shit.
It's like your claim.
You goddamn right, whatever shit. So I just wanna end this show right here. Oh, that was terrible. You fucked me up, man. Like, you son of a bitch, you, whatever.
He's got a bed in it now. Do Pat Robinson. There you go.
I need you to leave, Cody. It's going to be some violence in the street.
MLK Boulevard?
Yeah. Magnolia just became MLK right now. Yeah. He got to die. So we're going to wrap things up. We're done here, people. Mm-hmm. Like I was always say here, as we always do say here, this has been Beer Week. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
That perfect clink noise that
love it.
Other podcast.
Cling me.
I would be happy to.
I sure you would.